Russ Collins stops by every Thursday morning for Cinema Chat. And did you enjoy your Academy Awards experience?
Well, sure. You know, when the world celebrates the motion picture, that's a good thing, in my opinion. It certainly isn't the be-all and end-all of anything, but it is a nice celebration.
Did you enjoy Neil Patrick Harris as host?
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. It's an impossible job to begin with. And so,
Unless your name is Billy Crystal. Right?
Yeah, well, or Bob Hope.
Obama.
Many years ago. And other folks have done a good job. But I could see Neil Patrick Harris coming back, but obviously not everybody loved that. But I thought there was good work. He's a talented guy. And it's an impossible job. The only thing that people are going to do is throw bricks at you. So,
and by and large, there weren't too many surprises in the course of the program.
No, and there was a real focus on independent, smaller budget, character-driven films like Whiplash and The Grand Budapest Hotel, Birdman, the winner, and Boyhood.
Which I would think would be a good thing.
It certainly is for independent cinemas like the Michigan Theater, the State Theater, and those type of theaters. The American Sniper, which was also nominated for Best Picture, outgrossed all of the other seven Best Pictures combined. So you took The Imitation Game and The Theory of Everything, as well as Whiplash, the Grand Budapest Hotel, Birdman, and Boyhood. So anyway, that's an interesting thing that people
somebody referred to the Best Picture category as a bunch of movies not as good as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, and certain folks certainly think that, Guardians of the Galaxy, which got good reviews, and the director, James Gunn, said that popular fare in any medium has always been snubbed by the self-appointed elite. And there's a certain dynamic of that. But, it isn't a popularity contest. Transformers Age of Extinction would have been the best picture if it was based on the gross. So they are trying to call out a particular kind of a quality or type of film that's resonating with the industry folks that are the folks that vote on the Academy Awards. And so you can take a certain kind of interest for that. I was personally wishing that Ava DuVernay, the director of Selma, had gotten. She's an acquaintance of mine that we had, and she's a terrific lady that has a terrific point of view and a wonderful story. Selma.
It shocked many that she wasn't nominated for Best Director.
Yeah, and there's lots of issues there. Women and minorities are not as well represented in the industry. And a lot of these things are called out as a result of award shows, which that's a good thing, and hopes our changes will take place. A lot of folks were surprised that Birdman beat out Boyhood, but Boyhood was almost too much of an inside game, and Birdman was also an inside game, but it was a movie about the entertainment industry, and the entertainment industry
was
folks,
voting on it,
especially actors who make up the majority of the.
It's probably very relatable to many.
Well, and particularly because it was an actor's struggle to deal with his career, and so anyway, there's a logic to some of that kind of stuff. There were some surprises. However, which is kind of fun to think about. One of the surprises was that Birdman beat Boyhood, and every single picture that got a Best Picture nomination, at least one award, an award. Selma won for Best Original Song, and The Imitation Game took Best Adapted Screenplay, which was kind of a surprise that it beat out Whiplash, because that was the inside favorite. The Grand Budapest Hotel won four, but not original screenplay, and that was a surprise that didn't win. Whiplash upsets American Sniper for sound mixing, and that was a very small award.
Was everybody sitting on the edge of their seat waiting for that announcement?
Well, the Las Vegas Oddmakers got that one correct. And probably the biggest surprise was that the Big Hero 6 won the Best Animated Feature, beating out How to Train Your Dragon, and also the fact that it didn't have to compete against the Lego Movie, which, that sounds like just a baseline, terrible commercial film. You make an animated film about a building block.
Right.
But it was actually very clever and got great reviews, so a lot of folks were surprised that it didn't get nominated at all.
Well, can we still see any of these Oscar films? Are they going to stick around for a little while longer?
Well, there's going to be that and more. The Imitation Game, which won the Best Adapted Screenplay, continues at the Michigan, actually at the State Theater right now. The Oscar animated and live action and documentary shorts continue. They will end for sure after this week.
All right.
And they're all great. They really, so you know which one won, but every one of those films are great. So go check that out while you have a chance. Mr. Turner actually opens this week. It was nominated for 4 Academy Awards. Didn't win any, but Timothy Spall won the Best Actor Award at the Cannes Film Festival, and he plays the British painter J.M.W. Turner, who lived between 1775 and 1851. He was known for his landscapes, particularly his oceanic kind of landscapes with ships in them, and really interesting guy. He lived in the Chelsea area of London, and he had this really strange life that kind of existed between a very not very pleasant person who was a painter who also dealt with aristocrats, and he also had a very strong relationship with brothels, and he wasn't a very pleasant guy, but he was the performance by Timothy Spall is just outstanding. The New York Times said, Mr. Turner is a mighty work of critical imagination, a loving, unsentimental portrait of a rare creative soul. So anyway, this film's got a lot of positive and
excellent.
Good buzz on it. Timbuktu was nominated for the Best Foreign Language Film, and it's set near the ancient city of Timbuktu that's currently ruled by religious fundamentalists, and it's about this cattle herder and his family that deal with this very, very difficult political war situation in their part of the world. And it opened yesterday, and it won't be around very long. Birdman is back, so if you didn't see it, especially if you didn't see it on the big screen, go check it out. It's going to be playing for just another week, and it returns to the State Theater. Opening at the Multiplex.
Yeah, they certainly didn't wait long to start releasing some big ones, did they?
Yeah, Focus, which stars Will Smith. He's an extremely accomplished con man who takes an amateur con artist played by Margot Robbie under his wing, and they get into all kinds of trouble as they...
And they're trying to figure out how you can have an honest relationship when your entire life is based on lies and deceit and deception.
Yeah, so that's a very good Hollywood story right there. The Lazarus Effect, which stars Mark Duplass, who was at the Michigan Theater a few years ago Direct from Sundance screening. He leads a group of researchers and he's married to a character played by Olivia Wilde, and they are able to bring dead animals and maybe even people back to life. Their university gets wind of this, and instead of thinking of it as an amazing breakthrough, they put the kibosh on it, and it's about the dramatic tension of them working through this. So is this a good scientific thing, or is this a problematic thing? But obviously there's Frankenstein resonances in all of this.
And Philip Marlowe's coming back to the screen?
That's right. We've got our noir series, Lady in the Lake. We've got a fly fishing tour, which is really a popular thing that happens next tomorrow on Friday, and we've got a really special screening of a film called Bluebird, which stars John Slattery from the Mad Men, and that's a very special screening a week from today as part of the New York Film Critic Awards.
And we'll spend more time on that next Thursday morning.
We will.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you once again for joining us for Cinema Chat. You'll hear it exclusively on 89.1 WEMU each Thursday at 7:50.
Ta-ta from the Oscars.